All right, so today we're going to be like detectives, solving a mystery. But not just any mystery.
No, no, no.
A puppy mystery. And this one comes straight from the pages of a children's book.
Ooh, I love a good children's book mystery. I'm already hooked.
So are you ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Lead the way.
Okay, so picture this. We've got three friends, Becky, Riot, and Joan. These guys, they love to ride their bikes like zoom, fast as the wind. But one day, something made them hit the brakes. Hard.
Oh no, what happened? A flat tire.
Even worse,
Uh-oh. Worse than a flat tire. What could be worse than a flat
there
tire?
was a sound, a tiny little whimper coming from behind a bush. And when they looked closer, there he was, a small brown puppy with the biggest, saddest eyes you ever did see. And all alone.
Ah, poor little guy. You know, that reminds me, it's so important to always be aware of our surroundings. Just like Becky, Riot, and Joan, we need to keep our ears open for anything out of the ordinary. You never know when you might be needed to help someone, or in this case, some hop.
Exactly. And these kids, they knew they had to help. They wanted to find his family. So they did what any good detective would do, right? They started looking for clues.
Okay, so what kind of clues do we look for when we've got a lost puppy situation?
Well, first things first, they checked for a collar and a
Oh.
tag. You know, those tags are like a little ID card for our free friends, right?
Yeah, it's like a superhero cape that helps them fly back home if they ever get lost. So important. Microchips, too.
So true. But guess what? This little guy, no collar, no tag, nothing.
Oh, dear. That makes things a bit trickier. But I bet those super sleuths didn't give up.
Nope, they didn't. They decided to ask around the neighborhood, see if anyone recognized the pup. And who better to ask than Mrs. Brown? She's lived there forever, like a walking, talking map of the neighborhood.
Oh, Mrs. Brown, she probably knows every dog, cat, and squirrel in a 5-mile radius.
Right. But even Mrs. Brown, she drew a blank. Didn't recognize the puppy, but she had an idea. She told them to go talk to Mr. Nelson. Now, Mr. Nelson, he's kind of like the neighborhood watch, you know, always seems to know what's going on.
Mr. Nelson, a wealth of knowledge, I bet. Always good to have someone like that in the neighborhood, always willing to lend a helping hand. And remember, kids, grown-ups can be a huge help when we're trying to solve a problem.
Absolutely. And Mr. Nelson, he was a lifesaver. He remembered seeing a lost puppy sign near the park, pointed the kids right in the direction. Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Exactly. Everyone pitching in, using their knowledge to help this little guy. Love that. So, did they find the sign?
They did. And on that sign was a picture of the puppy.
Hmm.
And wait for it, his name.
Okay, I gotta know. Spill the beans. What was this little fella's name?
His name was Pickles.
Pickles.
Isn't that
Ah, oh,
cute?
that's adorable. Pickles, the lost puppy. Although, I do wonder if he likes eating pickles, you know? Maybe that's how he got his name. We might never know. But what matters is those kids, they were like puzzle solvers. They found that missing piece, the puppy's name, and the way to contact his family.
And they wasted no time. They called the number on the poster, and soon enough, Pickles was reunited with his owner. Can you imagine the tail wags? The happy lick?
I bet there were tears of joy all around. Becky, Riot, and Joan, they were the heroes of the day. True puppy problem solvers. And you know, even though our story today is about a lost puppy, the lesson is we can use those same smarts, that same helping spirit, to solve problems big and small, whether it's a lost pet, a missing toy, or even a friend who's feeling down.
Exactly. Now, here's a question for all you listening out there. What would you do if you found a lost puppy? Would you look for clues like our friends? Would you ask a grown-up for help? Maybe even make a lost puppy poster? There are so many ways to be a helper.
That's right. Keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and your helping hands ready. You never know when you might be able to make a difference, just like Becky, Riot, and Joan.
Until next time, mystery solvers.
Bye.